Hello, my name is Hope. Before we dive into today's lecture, I want to take a moment to remind you that Ascendancy was created to challenge the narratives we've all been conditioned to accept. Our founder, Leonidas Esquire Williamson, built this program with the belief that true transformation comes from dismantling the mental frameworks that keep us stuck in a life we didn't consciously choose. Today's lecture, What Life Was Up To Before You Showed Up, is about just that. Understanding the system that was in motion before we even arrived and how we can break free from it. Brian, one of our Level 1 program leaders, will be leading this powerful discussion. So let's open our minds and be ready to step into new possibilities. Take it away, Brian.
Thanks, Hope. When you were born into this world, you were born into a system that had already been in motion long before you took your first breath. And this system, this machine, wasn't designed with you in mind. It was designed to perpetuate itself. Let's call it what it is, a vast unseen force that conditions you from the moment you arrive, shaping not just what you see and hear, but how you think, how you act, and ultimately, how you experience yourself in the world. Popular culture is one of the most powerful mechanisms through which this conditioning occurs. From the day you first turned on a television, opened a social media app, or saw a billboard on the street, the world began shaping you, not for your own evolution, but to fit you neatly into the pre-existing fabric of society. Just like rocks are hard and water's wet, this isn't good or bad, it simply is. And once you see it for what it is, you gain the power to choose. Popular culture, driven by the media and entertainment industries, doesn't just entertain, it conditions. It conditions you to see life through the lens of the status quo, to accept certain ideologies, values, and behaviors as natural, inevitable, and unquestionable. Think about it. When you watch TV, scroll through social media, or listen to music, what's really happening? You're being presented with a narrative, one that aligns with the interests of those who control these industries. Who are they? Predominantly the powerful, the wealthy, the upper middle and upper class producers of content. And what do they need from you? Compliance, conformity, consumption. They need you to buy into their version of reality so that you can sustain it for them. You see, popular culture promotes consumerism, the endless pursuit of more, more, and more. It seduces you into believing that happiness, success, and fulfillment can be measured by how much you can accumulate. You are conditioned to think that material wealth is a sign of your worth, and that your value is directly tied to how well you can play the game of capitalism. Ask yourself, who benefits from this narrative? Certainly not you, because no matter how much you consume, how closely you conform, or how perfectly you fit into the mold, the machine always wants more from you. It never stops. The cycle perpetuates itself, driven by media and cultural production that sells you on the idea that you're never enough unless you buy, watch, follow, and conform. Now, you might think you're living your own life, making your own decisions, but until you see the conditioning for what it is, you're simply a product of it. The narratives of popular culture are the thought wires that have been implanted into your mind, dictating your decisions without you even realizing it. They tell you what to value, who to admire, and how to behave. They define success for you, portray certain lifestyles as ideal, and quietly dismiss anything that doesn't fit within their carefully constructed framework. But here's the truth. You are not your thought wires. You are not the product of the machine. You are something far greater, far more powerful, and far more capable of creating your own reality once you see the system for what it is. So how do you break free? How do you step outside the matrix of conditioning that's been running the show long before you showed up? It starts with awareness. Awareness that every media channel you consume, every ad you see, every post you scroll past is part of the system's attempt to keep you plugged into their narrative. Once you recognize this, you have a choice. Do you continue to let these thought wires run your life? Or do you begin the work of dismantling them one by one until you are living from a place of authentic choice, not conditioned response? It's not enough to simply be aware of what's happening. Awareness alone doesn't change anything. Transformation occurs when you actively take responsibility for your life and your choices. When you begin to question everything you've been taught to value. When you stop participating in the stories that keep you small and instead create your own. The system doesn't need you to be awake. It thrives on you being asleep, on you running the thought wires they've programmed into you. But you don't have to play by their rules. You don't have to consume what they tell you to consume, think what they tell you to think, or live how they tell you to live. Life was up to something long before you showed up. But now that you're here, you have the opportunity to do something different, to break free from the conditioning, to create a life that's not based on what the system tells you is possible, but on what you declare is possible. You are not the product of this culture. You are the creator of your own existence. And once you see that, nothing can hold you back. That is the work of ascendancy. It's not about changing the system. It's about transcending it entirely. Picture having the ability to motivate, influence, and persuade the people in your life to align with nearly anything you propose when the conditions are right. How valuable would that be to you? This is the potential unlocked through mastering the five core concepts of ascendancy.
Wow, what an eye-opening journey we've just been on, diving into the realities of what life was up to before you showed up. I hope you're starting to see how much of your life has been shaped by forces that were in motion long before you arrived, and how much power you truly have to step outside of those patterns. As Brian has guided us through today, the systems that conditioned us are not inescapable. You have the power to break free, to rewrite your story, and to create a life of your own design. The choice is yours, to keep following the script that was handed to you, or to become the author of your own reality. If today's lecture resonated with you, and I'm sure it did, this is just the beginning. I invite you to take your transformation to the next level by joining our free membership at ascendancy.life. That's ascendancy.life. As a member, you'll have exclusive access to free audios, cutting-edge content, and tools designed to help you continue dismantling what no longer serves you and build a life aligned with your true purpose. This is your opportunity to continue growing, discovering, and surrounding yourself with the wisdom and support you need for lasting transformation. So head over to ascendancy.life and join us. Thank you all for being here today, and I look forward to seeing where your journey of self-creation leads you.